Happy Easter. Happy Day of Resurrection. Alleluia, Christ is risen. There is so much to rejoice about today. There's always a sense of great joy and of great relief when we arrive at Easter morning. We're joyful because of the gift of life that has been given us through Christ's resurrection. And we're awestruck by the beauty with which we celebrate this glorious day. The beauty of this holy space is done in response to what has been done for us. Thanks be to God. And thanks to all the wonderful worker bees who've given of themselves so freely throughout the days and weeks leading up to this glorious celebration. The Altar Guild, the choir, the staff and volunteers here at Grace have gone above and beyond once again. And for that, we are joy-filled and grateful. We're also relieved that Easter has once again arrived, that the hope of the resurrection has been fulfilled once again. We're not left as those who sorrow or those without hope. The stone has once again been moved away. The tomb is empty and Christ is risen. We know that in faith. And since we're an honest bunch here at Grace Church, we can also admit that we are relieved that the 40 plus or minus days of Lent have come to an end. No more right one at 10:30. The return in full force of the slippery A word. We cannot say alleluia too many times today. It almost sounds odd to say that with the arrival of Easter, things can return to normal. But for many of us, that may be exactly the reality, exactly how it feels. And while that does sound odd and maybe leaning toward heretical, it actually isn't, because we do live most of our life in Christ in grateful acknowledgement that through our baptisms, we have been joined with Christ in his death and in his resurrection. We live most of our life in the light of the resurrection. Still, we cannot arrive at this day without the days that precede it. There can be no resurrection without a cross, and we cannot forget or make light of that. All creation joins in this resurrection, in the rebirth. The whole of creation goes through the stark time of winter, a time in which it seems that nothing will ever be green or bloom again. And then, just when hope is fading, small sprouts appear, and everything bursts into beauty. Here at Grace, we have butterflies that have emerged from the chrysalis and will be ready to fly after the 10:30 service. In no time at all, we will have chicks emerge from eggs. All creation is evolved in this event. All creation seems to celebrate with Christ by coming back to life as well. With Easter comes new life, resurrected life, and we are all a part of that. It just makes good sense, doesn't it, that we would have butterflies and eggs here at Grace today. Butterflies and eggs are part of God's created order. They say that they are somehow bad or not appropriate for Easter somehow denies that God is involved in all aspects of creation. God has been a part of creation from the very beginning. We know that. God created the heavens and the earth and all that is in them. He created all creatures and even us. And from the beginning, God has been very much involved in the work of his creation. He chose people to help with his plan, often the least likely people. He chose two old folks to be the parents of a great nation. He chose a person who had a speech problem to lead his people out of slavery in Egypt to a land that God chose for them, a land described as flowing with milk and honey. And when the people went astray, God chased after them, time and again, doing everything he could to get them back to him, to get them to love him in the way that he loved them. And finally, when nothing else seemed to get their attention, the way God intended it to, he lowered himself to the level of his creation and became one of us, a man. But he didn't just come as a man, he came as a baby, a vulnerable, totally dependent baby. Who could have ever seen that coming? It is totally unpredictable. And that's how we know this whole thing, this whole story from beginning to now, is about God. We surely wouldn't do it that way. We couldn't do it at all, as a matter of fact. The whole story from the beginning of creation to the resurrection to some 2,000 years ago to our celebration as the body of Christ today and even our butterfly release and our Easter egg hunt is about God. God's love for us. God's love for creation and God's active involvement in that creation. We hear in our reading from the Gospel of John today about the experience of Mary Magdalene when she went to the tomb. She saw the stone had been rolled away and she was distraught. She was certain that grave robbers had stolen his body. She immediately ran to tell the other disciples to get them to help find her friend's missing body. They arrived at the tomb and found nothing but the cloths that had been wrapped around his head and body. Now the whole group was in a state of chaos. The events of the last few days had so disturbed them that they could not remember what Jesus had told them on more than one occasion, that he would rise from the dead. They knew the body was gone, and that was that. They forgot that God was involved. And when God is involved, nothing is ordinary. Nothing goes the way we would predict. When God is involved, things that are normal become holy, and things that were dead come to life. Old folks have babies, and folks who can't talk become great orators. When God is involved, water becomes salvific, bread becomes body, and wine becomes blood. If we view the world as though God is not involved, bread is bread, and wine is wine, and water comes from a tap and can quench our thirst for a brief period of time, but certainly not heal our sinfulness or save our souls. Left to our own devices, there is no hope. Left to our own devices, things that are good and harmless in our world can be called into question. Things as simple as Easter eggs. With God, there is immeasurable amount of hope. With God, all things are possible. God has been involved in this story from the beginning. This is God's love story for us. Because of God's love for us and for creation, he has been raised from the dead. And all things have been made new. And it is very good indeed. When Mary was in the depths of despair, Jesus stood by her and called her by name, reassuring her that he had been resurrected just as he promised. He does just the same for each of us. He calls us each by name and assures us that he loves us and that it is all very good. Thanks be to God. Amen.